the Husey and Ed catch-up.
Certainly is. Happy Tuesday, everyone. Many discussions going on off-air about Ed's current outfit he's wearing today.
Yeah,
bit of a problem at home, mate.
I said it reminds me of what my 11-year-old son wears.
Then you changed it too.
My 9-year-old daughter.
Who likes...
always wears shorts and loves activities.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And I've got to, apparently I've got to apologise to my son.
Good.
He heard the radio yesterday where I said that he asked the question, do they have to have sad stories on Ninja Warrior?
Yeah.
And he claims I portrayed him as an idiot.
No, I thought I took that as to say that he was incisive and clever.
Yeah.
I didn't, no, Raph, please, Raph. That
thank
was
you.
A, that was an insightful comment. That was smart because you're right, they do, and there is no reason for it.
Yeah, and I thought I got across that he was onto it.
Yeah,
he,
that's exactly
you,
how I took it.
Yeah, thank you.
Raph, I took it as someone being smart beyond
yeah,
their years.
Thank you. He wouldn't be listening now. He just randomly got in the car at the right time, you know. He's not a fan of the podcast, even though my wife is a big fan of the
podcast.
Yeah,
and I'm a big fan of your wife. Or, you know, she's a ray of sunshine.
Yeah.
Trying to
absolutely.
Help you segue here.
Oh, well, you're right, because she's Sri Lankan.
Is she?
Yes.
I don't think you've ever mentioned that before.
Well, her mother came across when she was a young woman, a child, in fact.
Okay.
So, but that makes, why we say that is because we're about to speak to Brittany from Bachelor in Paradise, and there's claims getting around on the internet about what's going on in the Bachelor in Paradise or on the island.
Yeah. And these aren't nice claims.
No, not. We're also going to talk to her about her... throwing her of herself towards Jamie.
Correct.
The 40-year-old.
And him knocking her back.
Yeah. Is he, I mean, he's, as far as we know, he's not the big V, is he, or?
V?
The big V.
Vacuous?
No.
Yes, he is.
No.
Vivacious?
You know, the Steve Carell film.
Oh, okay. No, I wouldn't have
40
thought.
40-year-old.
No, I don't think so.
Definitely not. Have we...
No,
he's definitely not.
No, because they would have.
He's 100% not.
We've had callers in the past about him when he was on Bachelorette, I think it was. Ex-girlfriend's calling.
Oh, right. Right, so he has. Yeah, right. I mean,
well,
he just
I didn't think of V. I was not hearing
of that V.
Yeah, I wasn't, mate. I wasn't hearing a V angle. I just thought it was a. Look, can we play the bit? We are going to have to play it when she throws herself at him because it's one. When we play it when we come back, it's one of the most bizarre things I've ever seen on television.
All right, we'll do it when we come back. We'll do it now. No, do it when we come back.
Let's all
do it when we come back, man.
Do it when we come back.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
Benny, super lonely. It is Husey and Ed hanging out with you this afternoon.
I'll tell you where they're super... Are they super lonely? Are they super lonely in the Bachelor in Paradise or on the island? Well, they're not on it anymore. It's all over, isn't it? They're back in civilization, I suppose. We'd like to... Is that what we call where we are?
We're somewhere, aren't we? We're at a place called Vertigo.
That's a U2 song, isn't it?
Well played.
Now, the fact is, there's a lot to talk to Brittany from Bachelor in Paradise about. Hey, Brittany. How you going?
Hello. Brittany's here.
Yeah, she is.
Brittany, yeah.
Love someone who introduces themselves with their own name. Love it.
No doubt that you're...
Exactly when you make your own nickname. Hello.
Hello. No, exactly.
No, and why wouldn't you? And you
here
you,
we go.
You live up to it, which is great. Now, we've got a bit to talk to you about. First off, big night for you last night because you got a rose off... Jamie, didn't you?
Yes, that's right.
Finally.
Yeah. Can we play what you said to him the other night? It was on TV.
Would you sleep with me?
I don't know. Like,
so you would, like, not have sex with me?
Brittany, I don't know, man. I'm so confused, Dave.
I'm going to put it to you right now, Brittany, that you don't want to sleep with Jamie. There, I've said it.
At the moment, no. We're just friends. He is a lovely guy, though, and I'm sure he has before, but at that moment, he didn't want me.
But now that I hear it again, Brittany, was it you?
I don't think you wanted him.
Yeah, were you throwing out Burley to try, you know what I mean? Was he, this will be funny, I'll put this hard word on Jamie because he'll go to water?
So much of a hard word for a 40-year-old.
Yeah, but I don't
right,
reckon.
Actually, it's
I feel like you were teasing him. Were you teasing him and you never really wanted to be with him?
No, I absolutely did. He's a really nice guy.
I don't know.
I know that noise. He's not convinced.
I'm not convinced that you ever had true feelings for Jamie. He's 40. He's not getting any younger. He doesn't need someone playing with his emotions. Were you playing with his emotions, Brittany?
Wow.
Let's just say there was only a couple of people there and I was interested with him at the time.
Yeah, look, and that's fair enough.
That's not,
what she's
no
saying is slim pickings.
Was it the worst group of men who have ever been assembled on an island?
No, they were all good looking in their own way, but he was the only tall one, you know?
You go back to that good looking in their own way, but not in a way that any women like.
How short were the rest of them? I mean, how tall are you, Brittany? How tall are you?
5'8", 5'9".
5'11".
Right. I love it, Lydney.
Right. Yep, no, yep.
Yeah, legs 11.
Yeah, we go.
Am I out at 5'10"? Am I out? 5'10 and a half?
Oh, my ex is 5'7".
Oh, so yeah, I wasn't out. He was in.
I'm 6'5". Am I in or out?
Oh, everyone's in. No.
Yeah, everyone's
in. Why
did
you have to say you're 6'5"? I mean, obviously, as if you're out at 6'5".
She might have an upper limit.
She might have an upper limit.
She might have an upper limit.
Well, I don't know how tall you'd go. Is there any upper limit to
the
height?
The only limit I have is Kieran, let's be real.
Yeah, exactly right. I hear.
Now, all right, thank you. We've established something. We need to establish something else. Brittany, last night, something came to my attention. It was a tweet from between Osher Gunsberg and a woman called Jodie McAllister.
Yeah, J-Mac.
Jodie, or J-Mac, has gone with, this is what she went with.
Can I be J-Mac?
Yeah, you could be J-Mac. Just a punter watching it, and what'd she go with?
I am not the first person to have tweeted this, and I will not be the last. But why aren't people scrambling for Narenga's Rose?
Hashtag Bachelor in Paradise AU. Mm-hmm. And then Osher came back with this. Do Osher as well.
Yeah, man, I don't know. He's charming, handsome, funny, and built. I really enjoyed his company. Hashtag Bachelor in Paradise.
So can you read between the lines there from Osher's tweet, Brittany?
Yeah, he's a really great guy. He just maybe didn't play with the fire. Maybe he kept it a bit safe.
So you're saying...
See, I like that. Brittany's saying it's a personality thing. I like that, which is what this show is about. Not the sordid angle you're going down, Husey. Not the sordid angle trying to drag poor Litany down. You've already called her heightist.
Well, I think she is. She's not. She had
an emotionalist. You said she was not.
I said she was playing
teaser
with Jamie's emotions and that she was not giving short men a chance. But then she told me she was actually into Jamie and her last boyfriend was 5'7". So
let's see how your third charge goes.
I'm stand corrected on that.
Let's see how your third charge goes then.
No, see, I'm a box of mysteries.
You are a box of mysteries. Oh, now,
that's fantastic.
The fact is, my wife is Sri Lankan, and Sri Lankans rock.
Do you know what?
Have you ever been out with a Sri Lankan guy, Brittany?
Not yet.
you had a chance with Narenga, I imagine.
Yeah, but wait a second.
What?
Brittany, he's implying that perhaps you're not into Sri Lankan men, and I'm just saying that's not fair.
I know. You're just applying all these things at me.
Yeah,
you
applying.
You haven't asked a question yet.
Yeah, judgment. Nothing but
how
judgment.
How tall is Narenga? Was he?
He is a really great guy. We're actually great friends. We hang out all
Thanks.
The time.
Hang out all the time. See?
You friend-zoned him, though. Why did you friend-zone him? He could have been the one. I'm telling
what
you.
What happens if he friend-zoned me? You don't even know yet.
No, yeah, I just
did
assumed.
I assumed
that he didn't friend-zone you. Did he or not? Be honest. Did he friend-zone you or did you friend-zone him?
Wait and see.
Oh, yeah, wait and see. Well, I imagine you have.
All right. Thank you, Brittany. We're enjoying your time on the show.
I'm back on tonight, 7:30 on 10.
Of course it is. Now, I want to ask
without saying.
who has gone outside their lane? Is that the word to use?
No, it's not.
No, not lane, no.
You're saying, and I'll help you here, just play the montage.
My wife's half Sri Lankan, by the way. Did I mention that? My wife is half Sri Lankan. My wife, as you know, is half Sri Lankan. If you know my wife is half Sri Lankan, you know that. My wife's nutmeg. One of my wife's best friends is half Chinese.
I'm
not racist at all, and my wife's mother is from Sri Lanka. Yeah, I mean...
We had to cut that down too. It was a bit long. So.
Well, I mean, that's over a period of years.
Nah, man. That was today, off air. So...
I want to celebrate.
I know you do.
Know, we're one world.
Yep.
Can people join me in
celebrating? Are you currently in a relationship with someone of a different nationality than yourself, than you one that you were born into, and it's going great?
Yeah.
Right?
13, 10, 60.
Please.
You're from here, they're from there, but it works beautifully.
We're here to shine a spotlight on the one world that we live in. And then we just, what don't...
Double points if you are dating a Sri Lankan.
13, 10, 60.
And you're not Sri Lankan.
Husey and Ed.
For the end of the hour, Kate Langbrook will join us live from Italy.
Absolutely. Yeah. She's in. She's travelling around Italy at the moment. They've opened up.
I know. How's the irony? She's free now. Now, there was some bit of a...
controversy, we're calling it.
Bit of scuttlebutt on the internet last night for the Bachelor in Paradise.
Because Osher opened it up, I think.
No, Jodie Mack did.
Well, she said, why doesn't anyone want Naranga's rose? Yeah. Why aren't they scrambling for it? And Osher said...
I do not know.
He can't work it out. He loves him. Osher loves him, and fair enough.
He really enjoyed his company. He didn't love him. He really enjoyed his company.
I mean, I think also that could be a bromance, because actually when he was in the original Bachelorette, Naranga, he said he was asking about where someone was. Have a listen to this.
Wonder when we'll meet Osher, eh?
Huh?
Wonder when we'll meet Osher.
Who's Osher?
Who's Osher? That's the most disgusting.
Who was the other bloke?
That was apparently the mayor of the Gold Coast. Was it the
Tate?
Not Tom Tate. No. The mayor of somewhere. Where was he from?
Sunny Coast.
Sunny Coast, yeah.
Was he the mayor?
He was just a councillor.
Oh, the Noosa guy.
The Noosa guy.
We've spoken to him a few times. He's the horse guy.
Yeah, but you've got to know who Osher is. If you don't know who Osher is, that should be the first question when you reply. Who's Osher?
Yep.
If you don't know, you're out.
Keep moving.
Where you're from. But maybe you are. Maybe you're from Sri Lanka and you haven't heard of Osher Gunsberg. Certainly Naranga had, because he...
This is fascinating.
No, I don't.
This is a fascinating angle from you.
No, but what I've said...
We should wander through the streets of Gaul with a picture of Osher. See how we go.
Yeah, right. That's in Sri Lanka, I assume. The capital.
Why else would I have said it? No, Colombo's the capital, but I didn't pick
Colombo.
Why would you
go with Colombo?
Because it's too obvious, mate. It's a deep cut.
I don't need to think that hard. Go with Colombo and we could have gone on with the show.
If you are a Sri Lankan listening, you would have loved a ball shout out.
We know Husey should know all about Sri Lanka.
My wife's half Sri Lankan, by the way. Did I mention that? My wife is half Sri Lankan. My wife, as you know, is half Sri Lankan. If you know my wife... is half Sri Lankan, you know that. My wife's nutmeg. One of my wife's best friends is half Chinese. I'm not racist at all, and my wife's mother is from Sri Lanka. Well, it's all true. Gaia. Can we talk to Gaia?
It's got to be Gaia.
Oh, for God's sake, Gaia. Yep. Gaia. Is it Gaia or Gaia?
It's Gaia.
Yeah.
It's Gaia, yep.
Yeah, now he's going to worry about the spelling.
Like the spirit of the earth.
Yeah, G-A-I-A. G-A-I-A.
Is that the spirit of the earth?
Yeah, correct?
Yeah,
Gaia?
From Captain Planet, yeah.
Yeah, from Captain Planet.
it's Captain Planet.
Get off. It's an unbelievable.
Captain Planet is a kid's show.
Did you hear with Compton Planet? No, it's a kid's show. It was an environmental kid's show way ahead of its time. Help me out, Gaia. Kwame with Earth, Wheeler with Fire, the little kid from Brazil with Heart. The other one?
I don't know, guys. What's happening here?
The girl?
We've gone off track. It doesn't matter.
Oh, I think it does.
You know what? It doesn't matter. If people are interested in that, they can...
He's a hero. I've never heard of it.
I've absolutely never heard of that.
Unbelievable song. Unbelievable show.
I missed it. Now, where are you from?
I was born in Australia, but my parents are of Sri Lankan heritage.
Yep. There you go. Did you know that Husey's wife was Sri Lankan?
Yes, I did. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, that's good, isn't it? So is Jamie Jury, by the way. Jamie Jury.
Sound effect, please.
Peter Kuravita, the chef, the TV chef.
Yeah, well done. I need a sound effect. Of course, I did not know about Jamie Jury. That's great. Of course,
did you not know about Jamie Jury?
No, Dilruk Jayasinghe, our very good friend, the comedian. But Jamie Jury.
Nazeem Hussain.
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah, the Sri Lankans are infiltrated Australia.
Infiltrated.
I'm married to a Sri Lankan. Integrated. Not even that sounds weird, doesn't it? Anyway, who did you marry, Gaia?
I married as Cockney as they come from London.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
That's working?
Yeah, it's working. He wanted to move to Australia. We met in London and he wanted to move over here and he's loving life.
Visa job.
That's just a beautiful story. Not a visa job. He could have got over here
Visa job. But it worked.
He could have got over through.
No, he couldn't.
No, what's the word when they've got skills?
10-pound tourist?
No. What's he do for a job?
He's a soccer coach.
Yeah, he could come over here and coach the The Newcastle Jets.
Bonnie Rigg White Eagles? There's a deep cut.
Now the Adelaide.
Come on, mate. United.
United.
Yeah.
Or the Perth Glory.
Yeah, let's go. Give me a deep cut. Give me an NSL club. Marconi.
Or the
Marconi Stallions is the word we're looking for. Marconi Stallions.
Doesn't matter.
You should know that. It's named after Guglielmo Marconi, who invented radio.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Good. Anyway, we've got so many calls from people in... I'm not even going to use the term.
Do it.
No.
You're in one.
What?
Do it.
No, I can't. Is it? Can I say it? No,
you
I can't. Can I say
you
it?
You can. You're in one.
Mixed marriage.
Oh, I wasn't expecting that.
I wasn't thinking that one either.
You don't know if you can say that.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
It's all about masks in certain areas of the country.
Well, to mask or not to mask, that's the question worldwide.
Well done.
There's people all over this planet who
Whether it's his noble to suffer the slings and arrows of those asking, where's your mask?
It used to just be where you'd go to Asian countries and you'd see people in masks and you'd think, why are they wearing masks?
And they've been right the whole time. Well, we should point that out. That
you were an early masker.
Yes. I was mocking
you, yeah, you for were. Wearing your mask.
Yes.
So, and I stand corrected.
Appreciate that.
Well done.
Thank you.
There's anti-maskers getting on TV now. They're getting airtime. There was one on the Today Show this morning. Carl Stefanovic eventually ended up saying this.
You have an espouse all these weird, wacko beliefs, and unfortunately there are people out there who are going to believe you and who are going to side with you, and that's just irresponsible in the current climate. It's just irresponsible. You know what? I can't even listen to you anymore.
I'm
so sorry.
Can I just put it to you, Carl?
I can't even listen to you.
What if you turned off before that and you'd be like, oh, this is going all right?
Well, the question is, why did they put her on air?
Well, I think we know.
Knew the beliefs.
So he could do that. She's got to do that so he can do that.
And she, only in April, said everyone wear a mask. The woman who now says don't wear a mask.
I don't know what's going on with her.
You know what? What's happening is there's people who have genuine medical reasons for not wearing a mask, including our mate Igor from Big Brother 2004.
You know what? We might have to update his bio because he's done plenty since then.
Yeah, but I know that. That's just how we introduce him on this show.
Appreciate that.
We had him on the other day. Was it? Yeah, was it Monday?
The day that the mask became compulsory.
Last Monday, yeah. Anyway, and he was talking about...
Where he lives.
Today, is it today? Tuesday. Yeah.
No, it's Wednesday, bro.
No, it's Tuesday. No, it's Tuesday.
You got me there.
Bin night is Wednesday. It's not bin night.
Got me there.
Now, well, we end up having this conversation.
I didn't know that asthmatics were exempt. I did not know that. So there you go.
So I'm actually thinking of going to Vista Print and getting a bloody top printed up saying, I'm an asthmatic, please don't ask for my mask.
You should definitely get that because everyone's... I would do that. Igor, I'll be honest, if I saw you walk along the street, I would go, what's going on with that guy?
And Igor...
Interesting.
You can see the photo on our socials. What have you done? What have you got right now, Igor?
I have got my top that says, don't ask, where's my mask? I'm asthmatic.
Yeah, and you're wearing it proudly?
I am wearing it proudly, Hughes and Ed, but this is not something that what we're seeing on social media with anti-maskers. This is for me to say that people who have medical conditions should not be embarrassed and don't feel that people are looking at you and eyes on you that you're doing something wrong. If you genuinely have a medical condition, show the paper like what I do and everything will be fine. But I've done this because people are looking. So, you know, don't judge a person without a mask.
Are you leaving the house less at the moment, Igor? Because I can imagine you are getting eyes on you left, right and centre all over.
It's working.
It is eyes on you, Hughesy. But no, look, I don't leave the house less. I just do what I need to do, whether I have to go or don't go. I still go with hesitations. I'm not going to sit there feeling, oh, geez, I can't go up because people are going to stare at me. And if they do, that's fine. But, yeah, look, I've worn
But you're used to that anyway because of Big Brother. You've had people staring at you for a long time.
Yeah, you do, but this actually takes me back 16 years ago when I came out of the show and people stared at you because they recognised who you were. But now they're staring at you because you don't have a mask, not because...
Could be both.
They go, oh, that's from Eagle from Big Brother 16 years later.
Could be both.
Could be both, Ed, but, you know, it's more about the mask now, Ed, out there. That's what it's all about, really.
Can I tell you, you look so handsome in the photo. Ed, what did you think? You're looking great, Igor.
What was your actual response? Usually when I send you the photo, can you tell everyone what you messaged back to me?
Well, it was one word, Ed, and it started with H and ended with T, and there was one letter in the middle.
Hot.
Yeah, you got it. Ed had no idea. Hot.
Hot.
That's what I wrote.
Yeah, well, he does look good.
What are you
saying?
I questioned whether or not. Have you touched up this photo, Igor? Because you look very fresh and everyone else in the world is looking bedraggled from the lockdown experiences. But you, my friend, are looking
so
hot.
Good.
This is like a thirst trap. This is a no-mask thirst trap.
There's not
a
wrinkle to be seen.
Seriously. Have you done anything to this photo?
Yeah, well...
That photo is as genuine as you can get, and just to let you know, I did turn 44 yesterday, so...
Mate, is the big B come into your life? It starts with B, ends with X.
Enough spelling games. Let's have words.
I don't know.
Have you Botoxed?
We are playing Wheel of Fortune here.
Hand on heart, have you Botoxed?
I have Botoxed nothing besides my hair transplants. And that's all I have done, and not a wrinkle on my face.
Well, now I'm distracted because I was looking at the jumper. Now I'm looking at the
wrinkle. That is a good hair transplant, by the way.
No, it's a ripper. What year did you get it, Igor?
It's a ripper.
2013 and 2015. I've done it twice.
Yeah, well, I've got a theory about the years. Keeper. No, this is a really good one. This is as good as Bradley Cooper.
Is it better to get them in the odd years?
No, I'm saying the more... Then the more recent you get them, there was a point where you went from Nicolas Cage, which was stick a cat on your head, hope for the best, and to now where they look fresh and wonderful like Eagles.
Well, was it 2015 year? Because that's five years old, and that is unbelievable.
It's wonderful.
Looking good for 44, I must say.
No, I mean, you don't have to say. We'll say it.
Hughesy and Ed.
Certainly is. Coming up after 6, the wonderful Ricky Lee is going to be joining us, and we're going to let her hear something that she might enjoy.
Oh, dear.
She might.
I know that you're going to play some of my music lesson or my singing lesson.
The debut of you attempting to sing after one full lesson with the wonderful Clara J.
It was only a half-hour lesson, so.
I only had half-hour lessons. Don't start that.
But I come off the lowest base. I'm underground. I have to dig up to get to just ground level. And we know that. But what happened in the singing lesson was so I was just swimming, singing, same thing. I drowned, basically. When we come back, though, are we doing text trauma?
We certainly are. A real life breakup via message. If you've got any of these, just screenshot the conversation, send it through to us on Facebook.
God, I love these.
So Cheesy and Ed. You can win $500 cash if we read it out on air.
Yep.
So we'll do one of those next.
It's the Hughesy and Ed catch up. Back for more after this. It's Hughesy and Ed.
Time for a text trauma.
This is relationship number 456. We're going to have to make an emergency landing.
Crash investigator Hughes, we have reports of a relationship crashing and burning off the coast of Tinder.
My God, not another one. Did we recover the black box?
We sure did.
Well, stop wasting time. Get that thing open and let's see what went wrong.
You know, relationships fail every day of the week and there's no shame in it. Not everything's meant to be forever.
So true.
And why not get yourself $500 for allowing me and Ed to role play the end of your relationship?
And also, you've got to remember that we use fake names. No one will ever know who you are.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and yeah. And it's cathartic. Sharing is caring. A problem shared is a problem halved.
Well done. So if you imagine how many people are listening to this, it's a problem,
At least
10 people.
You would have thought so. There's a number of people even in the studio who are keeping an ear out what's going on.
Mm.
Us three, a couple of producers out there, not as many as normal, but, people are working from home. That's fair enough, too.
Predator is listening.
Predator, if you're listening,
text me right now, sicko.
Ben, is Ben listening?
Dark Web, text me right now if you're listening.
Well, text Osher, both of us.
Text me right now if you're listening.
Well, Osher's no need. Well, he's not getting paid to listen.
Danny Minogue. Text me right now if you're listening.
The Masked Singer is starting to film this weekend.
Big deal.
Well, we'll get to that later. Let's do this. Come on, here we go.
Okay.
Georgia and Rob met on Tinder. They'd been talking and hanging out all the time
for a couple of months.
When Rob started giving Georgia the cold shoulder.
Okay, so I'm going to be playing Rob and Hughesy shall be playing Georgia. I'm not feeling great at all. Oh, I haven't had a proper meal, I reckon, in over a week. I literally can't eat at the moment because I have a virus and I have no appetite. I have a headache, sore throat, and I don't have time for petty arguments. Sorry.
Well, I understand. I don't want to have an argument either.
Yeah.
No one likes being sick, especially away from family.
Oh.
Hope you feel better soon.
Oh, look, It's not like I don't like you. Otherwise, I wouldn't speak to you. I've never had a girlfriend. So I get weird around all this stuff. It's not you. I just need to get better. Smiley face emoji.
Thanks for letting me know where you're at. Oh. If you want to keep hanging out when you're better than then, let me know. Oh. If not, no worries at all.
Okay.
Hope you feel better soon.
Oh. Cool, thanks. I just think we should take a break for a bit. I've been unwell for like 2 weeks now, and I'm kind of not in the mood for anything at the moment.
Would have preferred you just telling me up front than blaming it on being sick.
Oof. I suppose it's just I don't like you enough or as much as you like me. I've only known you for 2 months. Don't take that the wrong way.
I'm not dumb. I get it. Good luck for your job and all the best.
A few weeks later.
Hey, do you want to go to the ball with me?
As your friend or as a date?
What's the difference?
They are two different things. One is a date. One is not. I thought you said you didn't like me anymore, which is totally fine. But you were sending me mixed messages, which is really unfair. Cool. Thanks for the reply, bro. If you're not going to reply, you can please stop messaging me at all. I'm over it. Thanks.
Peace hand emoji.
I finished training about 15 minutes ago. I don't sit on my phone. Ha, 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 ha. Cringe text. I will stop messaging then. Explosion emoji. Thanks for deleting me. Kiss, kiss, kiss.
Ha, ha. Sorry, didn't know a boy like you would even notice or care.
End scene.
Wow.
Well, well, well.
Got him back a good un, I reckon. Georgia.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, there was a little
What's going on with the sickness stuff, Georgia? How long is this virus last? Pathetic. Till the end of time? What a liar.
It was pathetic. And you actually, you showed
you called him on it, Georgia.
But she showed some actual sympathy early on.
I know, I feel bad that I did that.
You took people at face value because you don't expect weak people to be lying.
That's true.
Don't let your heart be hardened by his nonsense, Georgia.
Didn't he come crawling back though?
He did. He still sends the occasional message.
Give me a break, Georgia. Mate. He had the ball coming up and he's like, I'm going to walk in. I want all eyes on me. Yeah. I know what I'll do. I'll take the stunning Georgia with me. Well, no dice, home boy.
Have you got a new man now, Georgia?
No, I don't.
I'm sick of this.
It'll happen.
You know, I'm sick of this.
Sick of dudes like that.
Yes. Making Georgia's life hard.
Well, you know, Georgia's got... so much to look forward to.
Including $500.
Oh,
there we go, George.
Well done, George. If you've got a thing like that, send it through to a screenshot the messages, send them on Facebook, and we will get them on for you. $500 cash. Kate Lambrook joins us next, though.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
Gentlemen, she may be in Italy, but she's all over our TV screens. Our European correspondent.
Yeah, Kate Lambrook was on The Project last night, banging on about... masks and how we all should wear them while she wanders around Italy unmasked, having the time of her life.
Well done.
Oh, look at her. How's the snitchiness?
Yeah, proper snitch, wasn't
Katie,
it?
I'm seeing your Instagram with you and your family are just
Look at this
loving
one
life.
I'm on board, actually. This is a snitch fest. This is unbelieves.
I know you say that, but I haven't really been posting much on Instagram. Because I don't want to rub salt in the wound of my brethren who are going through what we went through for 4 months earlier.
Did you really pick wild cherries in a river near a creek?
Yes.
Come on, Kate.
Yes,
really?
We did. And right now, where we are now, we're in Puglia, which is down south near the
magnificent.
Heel. Near the heel of the booth.
It's just wonderful.
And we've just been swimming in a green grotto, a cave where the sun shines through and it makes it green. And now... Yanni, the 11-year-old, has cracked it because we wouldn't let him swim under into the ocean.
No, can't do that.
Let him live,
Yanni.
Let him live.
Yanni, you can't do that, mate. There's a whole...
nanny state.
No, there's a whole tie.
Uncle Husey says he can do it, Ed.
No, I don't.
No, well, Uncle Husey doesn't know what he's
I'm not going to get in trouble if it goes wrong, though. So it's your decision. But no, so Kate, life is great for you. Yeah, now it's all good.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful here. It's down south is very different. But also, they never had the cases that we had up north.
Mm.
So they don't have the same I guess it would be like being, you know, in Tasmania where they don't have any cases.
But is there paranoia at all? Like, do they look at you and go, no, none of that? No.
No. But also the Italians are not paranoid people.
Oh, God,
yeah. You know, they're just they're very relaxed. Like when we were walking down to the grotto, there's a stone paved path and there was like a big rock platform. And I said, oh, let's put our towels there. And Peter went, you can't, doll, it's the path. And then when we went for a swim and came out, there's a woman, she set up her beach chair, an umbrella, her bags, her eskies right in the middle of the park. Like, that's Italian. In Australia, someone would go, like my husband, that's the path. Excuse me, doll, that's the path. Can you move? But here, people are just like, hey, we step over her. It's not a problem.
Does your husband
like that?
Ever want to come home?
No, they just like that.
Does he? Because he hasn't.
Well,
let's
not discuss that.
But he has not been. You've been back and forth a number of times, but he hasn't been back at all, has he? Is that right?
He came back for Christmas.
Oh, yeah, right.
He came back for Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, which was strange because of the bushfires, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that was a tense time for Australians.
We've forgotten all about that.
Yeah, but, yeah, that's right. COVID has really taken the headlines.
Yeah.
Well, what's next?
Until the Masked Singer starts again.
Here we go. Now we're talking.
Maybe Kate Lambert's on the Masked Singer. Maybe she's not in Puglia at all. She's hanging out in the Docklands, ready to go. She's on everything else. She might as well pop up there as well.
It's an elaborate plan, and I like it. It's elaborate. Started over a year ago.
That's right.
So what's next, Kate? Where are you off to next?
Well, we think we want to try and go to France because France is open.
France.
But they've just announced that people coming back from Spain to England have to do a 2-week lockdown.
Why?
Because Spain's had an outbreak, so I don't know if we'll get to. This is really what.
But hang on, Katie. I'm no expert, but we know that England had it real bad. Surely, isn't it not
welcoming Europe?
But isn't it not bubbling away? Surely, it's still bubbling away in England without worrying about people coming back from Spain.
I don't think that they can stop it. I think there's that many people that come and go. I think they're just.
Banning people from Spain again then? I don't know.
I don't know.
No, you're allowed to go to Spain, but when you go back to England, they make you do a 14-day ISO. I know, it's more likely that someone's going to have taken it from England to Spain, but this is the logic of the new world, isn't it?
Yeah.
Europe has to be open because they need the tourism. Like 30% of their GDP, I think, maybe more, is reliant on tourism.
Yeah,
especially in countries like Italy and France and Spain.
I read that in England, 90%, they're down 90% in their hospitality industry.
Jesus.
90%.
You know what? They shouldn't have let Markle and Harry go.
Thank you. They were
propping it up.
Thank you. Now we're getting somewhere.
Oh, well, there you go. Mm, any other message?
That's just the saddest I've heard.
He's looking at the pictures.
He's looking at the pictures on your Insta, and he's.
We were there this time last year. Absolutely incredible.
Yeah. 10 seconds before you came on, Kate, he was quite jovial, and then he was looking at your Insta, and he came out all titchy, all snitchy.
You know. Edward, that's why I had to leave. I've been doing nothing but bringing him down for 20 years.
All right, Katie. Talk to you soon.
Au revoir.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up. Back for more after this. Husey and Ed.
Yes, certainly is. Big hour on the way for you. Missed the first one. Don't forget your podcast show anytime. Just download that hit app.
It's a great laugh, the podcast. I'm going to sing its praises. Get the Husey and Ed podcast.
I hear things that I may have, even though I'm listening to you, may have just slightly missed the first time, and I think that's funny.
Mate, get the podcast.
Give us another podcast to listen to.
No.
Okay.
Get the podcast.
Fair play.
Now, you said you were going to sing its praises. That wasn't much singing.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I'm...
Oh.
I know that we're talking to Ricky Lee Coulter a little bit later on. She's got a brand new single, which she does. Brilliant.
Also, she's probably on the Masked Singer, we know that. And Clara J, who you and I have had our singing teacher, I've done my 3 lessons and I've sung live for the nation. And this is some feedback that Clara J had for you after your first singing lesson.
Yeah, look, I definitely think we have a little bit more work to do.
Yeah.
If we get the chance to, if we get the chance to do that, that'd be.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. I agree, finished product. She sent me a direct message today, absolutely, saying, This is how it finished. Really proud of you for giving this a go.
Oh, that's terrible.
That's what you said.
Video, now, I can
She's
say,
really proud of me.
Dark Web just sent me a message saying, can I pump up the show's Instagram because the video is just about to go live of you singing? And the answer is yes, Ben, I can.
Yeah, the Instagram is a hell of a lot of fun as well. Is Igor on there with his T-shirt? Is that on the Instagram? Are we allowed to put that up? Why can't we?
We can. No Mask Igor with his... Can someone check the grammar of his shirt for me, please? Because I think it's grammatically incorrect, but I'm not the... I need to check.
So Igor's from Big Brother 2004.
People know who you mean when you say Igor.
Big Brother 2004.
Yeah, there is. He's in the stories. Eh?
And he was on the radio show last week saying that he doesn't wear a mask because he has asthma. Mm-hmm. And we asked him to get it. Or we talked about getting a T-shirt done. He's got the T-shirt done. So check it out. Please, he's 44.
If you're a teacher or a professor, please comment about the on the grammar, please.
We're running a poll on his T-shirt right now. Do you agree with Igor's top? He has a medical exemption. It's 50-50.
Yeah, right. Well, how could they disagree with it?
Don't know.
I mean, people with a medical exemption in Melbourne, are they not allowed to leave the house?
50-50, mate. The people have spoken.
God, people are so angry about masks. I swear to God, 2 weeks ago, you wore a mask. You were a freak.
I was that person.
You were a freak.
I was wearing a mask a month ago. And
people
would
just shake their head.
No, you were shaking your head. You were
what
mocking
a loser.
Me. You were mocking me openly.
Now where we're at. People have been stoned in the streets. Now, obviously wear a mask. Definitely wear a mask. I'm wearing a mask if you're in a place where you've got to wear a mask. Or even if you don't, I'm going to wear a mask forever.
Yeah, I'm
never taking it off.
I think I might be a mask guy. I think that's it for me.
All right.
Who I am now.
Coming up next, Chris Hemsworth's wife and Hughes, you've got something in common.
Yes. No, that's a good one. Why is that funny?
A lot of reasons.
It's the Hughesy and Ed catch-up.
Bit of real-life drama for the wife of Thor.
See.
Chris Hemsworth is Thor. Mm-hmm. Great movies. Get some Thor movies into you. Mm-hmm. Oh, mate, they're a bit of fun.
Ragnarok?
Mm-hmm. On the Ragnarok. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, a lot of people liked it, mate. It did well. They're doing another one with that guy.
Tiki Waititi. No, I never get this right.
No,
Tika.
No.
Taika Waititi, Sash. You're from New Zealand.
What's his name? Come on. Go for it.
Hang on.
Taika Waititi.
Let's go to Tony. Tones with an I.
Yeah, it's Taika Waititi.
Can I just say, Tones with an I, your brother, who we talked about on the radio the other week, who's on Home and Away.
Yeah.
And Ed confused him for another man on Home and Away. They were both fighting over the same woman, not Ed and your brother, but the two actors on Home and Away. They were fighting over a woman on Home and Away.
Yeah. I'm not available to watch Home and Away, but yes, you're right.
You could tape it.
You got an IQ?
Catch up.
You could watch it on Channel 7's, whatever their catch up's
Seven
called.
Play?
No, that's 10.
Seven.
Don't give them that. What is the Seven catch up service
Seven
called?
Plays.
Seven Plus, I think.
Seven Plus.
Really?
That's a good one. Disney Plus is where you can see Thor.
And Simpsons.
So much
Simpsons.
Stuff. Disney Plus. Get onto it, people.
Thank you.
Hamilton. What a great musical.
More of a cinematic stage experience
you know
for mine.
What?
The Muppets are coming to the Disney Plus as well.
The Muppets, the whole Muppets.
And second series of Mandalorian. You got to watch, if you like The Mandalorian, make sure you watch The Making of The Mandalorian. Ross Noble told me today that it is a fantastic watch.
Yeah, I don't know much about The Mandalorian.
You got to be a Star Wars guy.
Oh, right. Yeah, no, that's all available on Disney Plus. All, every Star Wars movie.
We get sucked into doing free ads for things
we're doing a lot of
We are,
those guys. We're adding value.
I know
we're
that.
Value.
I know that.
You know, I've got shares. You know, I'm not selling them.
Give them away. 13-10-60. Who wants a Disney share?
I don't even know how to do that.
13-10-60.
I wouldn't know how to do it, mate.
Okay. Well, let's soon
find
out.
I can't just sign them over. We'll send you a Disney share in the mail.
Can we just see what happens?
You know?
13-10-60. Who wants a share in the Disney Entertainment Corporation? 13-10-60. That's all I'm asking.
Oh, how long do we have to wait?
Keep talking.
All right. Do you want to share in the Disney Corporation?
Yep.
No 13-10-60.
So no one wants a share. No one believes that we're able to give you a share in the Disney Corporation?
Yep. You like a share.
Mate, no one wants a share in the Disney Corporation.
So just keep talking.
And now, Chris Hemsworth's wife, Elsa Pataky, escapes through a car window with her children after driving to a flooded road in Byron Bay.
Si, senor.
So there's so much rain. There's a rain event in the northern coast of Australia.
Exactly.
Rain, go away, come back. Well, actually, probably do they need the rain?
They did, but now there's been a lot of flooding.
But it's either rain or it's either flood or drought, isn't it? Can't
listen,
we just have
to,
a happy
listen,
medium?
Thunberg, I don't know the details.
Well, you know what? Fact
How
is,
dare you?
She's driving her car with her kids in it. She thinks she can get across through the flooded road and she can't. Car stops because of the water. She's freaking out. The kids seem to be pretty calm. I couldn't hear them on the Instagram video. And you know what? She can't get hold of Chris Hemsworth because I don't know where he is. But she did get hold of Luke Zocchi, who is her husband's longtime personal trainer.
See.
And she described Luke as her hero. Mm. Her hero. Mm. That's what she said.
I know.
Because he saved her and her children from this flood. Let's have a listen to how she sounded.
And I got stuck. Yes. Awesome. Oh, God. Oh, my God. What am I doing? Oh, no.
Yeah, desperate times. She got out. Luckily, they all got out. Reminds me of
You've
when I went
it.
On a Friday night, rainy day, still got to get my fish and chips.
I remember this.
Went and got my fish and chips. Thought I could get through. I was in a Ford, what was it?
Mondeo.
It was a Mondeo.
You bought it at the cricket.
I bought it at the cricket auction.
Yes.
The bushfires.
Yes.
Black Saturday bushfire auction.
Yes.
And I tried to, and I lost it in a flood.
You did.
There's the irony there. And I saved my fish and chips though. So I sat on the roof of the car eating my fish and chips waiting.
Remember
and then someone walked past and said someone gets stuck there at least once a
month. Yeah, someone always gets stuck there.
Yeah. And my car was gone.
Yes, it was.
And I imagine her car's a write-off as well, Elsa Pataki.
She just wouldn't know, though. She'd just kick it into the curb, go get another one.
I don't think she's like that.
Throw it in the gutter and go buy another.
Anyway. That's about all from that story.
Cody wants your shares, though.
Well, does he? Cody, what do you want, Cody?
Oh, on Disney Plus. On Disney.
Oh, hang on.
I'm on Disney Plus.
Now, Codes, do you want a subscription to Disney Plus or a share in the Walt Disney Corporation, which is what we were offering?
Yeah, share, definitely.
Yeah, Codes, you got yourself one share in the Disney Corporation paid for by D. Hughes. Well played, Codes.
We don't know how to set it. We're not going to set it up for him. I'm setting up a ComSec account.
You got a ComSec, Codes?
Yep.
Yep.
Do you have a ComSec account, Cody?
Oh, sorry, do I have what, sorry?
A ComSec account. Have you got a way to buy shares through your internet banking?
Not that I know.
Yeah, see, I'm not going to go around to his house and set it up, am I? I don't know how to do it myself. But we'll get you. Can we get him something?
No,
nothing.
He can't have a Disney share.
But can we get him a Disney Plus subscription?
Yep,
probably.
Would you like a Disney Plus subscription, Cody?
Oh, I'd love that. The kids would love that. I've got five of them, so keep them busy.
Bang, there you go.
Cody, we'll sort it out for you. We'll sort that out. Disney Plus for Cody.
She's in there.
You're listening to Husey and Ed.
Netball's become a trending story.
Yeah, they're up in arms, the netball community, and I don't blame them. Because you know what? Netball has it's entered the mainstream in such as...
Look, you got to remember, when they secured themselves a free-to-air television deal, which was long overdue, that's a big moment. And it's safe to say that netball, the pay, the exposure and the coverage... has gone up a lot, which it should, because I believe it's still Australia's most participated in sport, and we
highest
are certainly
participation.
Highest. You're right, and we're always first or second in the world. Us and the New Zealand team, Silver Ferns. Maybe that name's escaped me.
But anyway, so you know, Silver Ferns is a New Zealand team, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. We're the diamonds, and they're the
you know
Silver
they're the ferns,
ferns,
mate. Absolutely.
Well, there's so many different ferns.
Nah, mate. The Silver Ferns are famous. Silver Ferns.
Fair play.
How about the Tall Blacks?
Yeah, they're the basketball team.
It's the men's basketball team. Is it the female basketball team as well? Come back to the problem at
Australian
hand.
Australian men's water polo team is the...
Platypuses?
Incorrect. The platypi, anyway. It's the Sharks.
Yeah, well, all right. Fair enough. Now, hey, here we go. So I'm flicking through my TV guide and I'm looking, what am I going to do on a Saturday? Hang on, what sport's on? And I see Super Netball. Yep, all right. And then I read the review. This is the review in the TV guide.
A review of sport?
Yeah, well, no, fair enough. I had to review sport, but this is the review. So 3 p.m. 9 o'clock on Channel 9, 3 p.m. It's on a Saturday and 1 p.m. on a Sunday. You can watch Super Netball on Channel 9. That's great. And here's the review. The Collingwood Magpies star player Jeeva Mentor is back on the court for the return of professional netball, also on Sundays at 1 p.m., once just for schoolgirls and workplace bonding, this is now a full glamour sport for many.
Glamour.
In the box and on the sidelines, such greats of the game as Liz Ellis, Laura Geitz.
Geitz.
Annie Sargent.
I feel that coming.
And Kath Cox.
Yeah.
But one of the problems is that middle sentence, once just for schoolgirls and workplace bonding.
Yeah, that's rough.
This is now a full glamour sport.
Yeah, that's rough.
And then 2.5 stars. How can they give it 2.5 stars?
How can you review, Bob? How can you review?
How can you say it's 2.5 stars?
Has it happened yet as well? Because the game hasn't happened. But that's what I'm saying.
They're giving the sport 2.5 stars?
Yes.
That is just ridiculous. I mean, someone who has...
has had reviews ranging from...
Well, from half a star through
to... You've had half star reviews?
I've had half stars, yeah.
Oh, early on.
No, I've had half star reviews in the last few years, yeah.
You are kidding.
But also, for the same show, 5-star reviews. So, I mean, it's a full range of reviews you get from people.
I've been with you when you once got a 3-star review.
No, I hate 3 stars.
I know you do. But when you read it, there was the line in it that was, even though the audience was laughing the whole time, and I remember saying to you, surely that's the point of comedy.
No, mate, don't. You're triggering me. But as every netballer in the country would have been triggered by this, don't just throw around 2.5-star reviews for netball.
Yeah.
Crazy.
What would you have given it?
I'd give them 5 stars, mate, because they're brilliant.
Did you see the match?
No, I hadn't been on.
That's what I'm saying.
No. Just give 5 stars or don't have a star system.
I don't think...
You know, I think it's probably not... Yeah, you're right. Is it not a star system?
I don't think we should have preemptive stars for live sport.
Absolutely.
So, like, let's just say if your comedy show was coming out, you wouldn't want all the reviewers to give it 5 stars before they've seen it, would you?
I wouldn't be happy for that.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up. Back for more after this. It's Husey and Ed.
Oh. Revelations with the Amber Heard Johnny Depp saga.
Is it over? Have they finished the court case?
Thanks, mate. In London High Court, it's a defamation case, but it's basically become a trial about Johnny Depp and Amber Heard's marriage. Of course, a big part of that came to a head when he was in Australia. Well, they were both in a head.
Is he suing them, though, isn't he?
Yeah, he's suing them, but they're...
He's suing the newspaper.
For calling him some things. And then so in his defence, he's going, nah, I didn't do that. And so then they've gone, great, well, we'll get Amber on our side and she'll say how awful you are. So through that, they've come to litigate the marriage.
Yeah.
Right? So they've been giving
amazing.
Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And then today was, so they had to have a big finish. And the big finish from Depp's lawyers was a draft email that she'd sent in 2013. Right? This is them saying, well, you knew what he was and this is the, you know, here we go. But let's not forget that one of his main assertions about why the marriage went sour is this.
London's High Court has heard that actor Johnny Depp decided to divorce actress Amber Heard after she, or possibly one of her friends, defecated in the couple's bed as a prank at a party.
And then you said, it's New Year's Eve, you're having a wedding party because, of course, you and Holly got married on the thing.
Yeah.
And as a prank, she does it, or one of her friends...
That's good. Would that's hot. No, it's not hot. No, I've gone too far. One more time. I've said that I went too far. I said that I didn't want to be played again. I made a mistake. And now I think you're besmirching my reputation. I'm not that guy.
You're not. Until you
never
are.
Been that guy.
That's the thing. You're not until you are.
No, I'm trying to look on the glass half full. I'm a positive. I try to look at the bright side
Let's
of life.
Let's not go glass half full, yeah? It's close to cup, isn't it?
No, don't do the cup stuff, mate. Although that is two, isn't it? It's almost similar, isn't it? Two.
That's hot. Don't do it. Don't say it. Not allowed to say
two
it.
Two girls.
Oh, no. Turn his mic off. Not allowed to finish that sentence. No. Sasha.
You're gonna dump me, eh?
Well, there's another awful term. Sasha. Yep. You want a warning, do you? Written warning.
Well, yeah, I feel like you
straight to HR
go down that track a lot more often than I do.
No.
So, what's the point of this today's story?
Do you want to hear the final blow from the Depp camp? Do you want to hear this email?
Yes,
from her, the one she never sent.
Yeah.
Here we go. I'll be doing a dramatic reading as good. Amber Heard.
Yeah.
A real man doesn't need to be cared for like a baby. I watch as other grown men have to wipe you, basically. You're enablers. Yesterday, I saw you pass out among vomiting 3 times. That's one. Two more, please.
Ooh.
We have to get all three.
Oh, for God's sake, it's hard for Jack. Okay. He got a weak stomach, Jack.
That's right, that's fine.
He only did two then.
I was shocked about how many times one of our staff had to break into locked doors to wake you up after passing out on the toilet. If someone filmed you while you were in this state, you would be mortified. It's embarrassing just watching it happen. You can't know because friends, keep smiling to your face and then turning their heads and rolling their eyes at how ridiculous they feel and have to pick up a grown man from his own wee-wee and vomit. And the vomit? Knowing he'll never be able to realise how bad he looks. If they just left you on the floor in your own excrement, locked in the bathroom while you missed work, then you might have to actually learn to take care of yourself. What I saw last night was a child. What I saw yesterday and many times before is a needy man-child covered in his own excrement.
Are you telling me that Johnny Depp's team presented that to the court?
It may have been hers, now that I think about it.
Who presented to the court?
No,
I don't know if I can watch Pirates of the Caribbean again now.
Her lawyers. Yeah, he probably would.
It's the Hughesy and Ed catch-up.
Hey, is Ricky Lee coming up?
Poor she thing. Certainly is coming up next.
Got a brand new single we're about to hear, but she's going to hear you singing, which is not great.
She doesn't have to hear that. She deserves better than that. I really like her and I want her to stay associated with the show. And I think if you play some of my singing, she may never...
Unless she's on The Masked Singer. And also I need something. There's something that's come up in Ricky Lee's bio, which I am very happy about.
Oh, God. You go deep. Is it a deep dive into the Coulter?
It's about how her and her husband got together.
Yeah. Hughesy and Ed.
That is a brand new single from the amazingly talented Ricky Lee. It's called Last Done Night. She's joining us right now.
Done it again.
Ladies and gentlemen,
superstar.
It is Ricky Lee.
Hello. She's got Hello. Talent. If yes, anyone's got is. Talent, Ricky Lee's got talent.
So, okay. Oh, gosh, stop. These compliments have got to stop.
They won't stop because I was reading your bio today. I thought, I know Ricky Lee. There's nothing I'm going to learn from this bio. I've known her a long time. Oh, wait a second. Yes, there is. The night you met your now husband, in your official bio, it says that you went home together that night.
That's on my bio?
And you're still together. What
a
beautiful
Wikipedia page.
It's a beautiful
story. It very much could have been a dirty one night stand, and it would have been my first. I'm not that kind of girl.
Oh, come on, Ricky Lee. You don't have to lie to Australia.
But you know, I was sculling a jug of beer in the Espy in Melbourne, and he walked in and saw me, and he just couldn't resist.
Hey, he still can't.
And did you scull a whole beer? Did you scull a whole jug of beer?
I don't even know what the hell I was up to because I don't even drink beer. I think I'd been at like an AFL function or something that day, and it was, you know, kind of towards the end of the night, and you just kind of all of the bad decisions start coming together.
But well, you're together, and he's the love of your life. And what a role model you are for young women around Australia with that story.
Yeah, I know, right? Mum, watch out. Look out for daughters.
But I agree. I've had arguments with people in the past, women mainly, saying never on the first date or wait. Let make people wait. But you don't have to make them wait. If it's right, Ricky Lee.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I think that's true. But all like, you know, I think every situation you take as it comes. And I think I met Rich not long after the movie He's Just Not That Into You came out.
Yeah. Right.
Good movie.
And you know how that one talks about all of the, like, the myths and the things that you're supposed to and made to believe as a woman as you're growing up. And in the end, it's really just go with your heart and do what feels right. And I guess it worked out.
Worked out for you, Ricky Lee. Well, speaking of working out, now here we go. We've got to get onto some singing, Ricky Lee, because something sad's taken place. We know that Dave Hughes is on The Masked Singer. We know that you're on it this year, which we're excited about.
We don't know you. I don't know, Ricky Lee. As a panelist on that show, I don't know who's on it. We guess every episode. So you might be on it or you might not be on it. Ed likes to think that he knows everything about everything, and he reckons you're definitely on it. So I doubt that she's associated with another network. It's probably contractual. She can't be on it, but maybe she is. You know, maybe.
People also last year were dead set that I was on the show, and look what happened. I wasn't. Wait.
Do you know what, though? The singing wasn't good enough for it to have been you last year.
I never guessed. What are you saying,
I never
mate?
Guessed
There were some great
singers
on the show
you.
Last year.
There were some
what, Paulini can't sing? Paulini? Well,
Paulini's the one I'll pick.
Yeah, what about Kate Sobrano? She can't sing.
I picked Kate Sobrano's voice from the very first episode.
Well, there you have it. Then we need to be texting Ricky Lee because I'm excited about getting them all before it starts and then ruining it for him.
I chose a lot of them.
Yeah, good. So did I. Yes. I got Millsy.
I love that Millsy.
Got that cheeky bugger.
I thought Gretel was Rhonda Birchmore.
Yeah, no, Gretel Colleen was the big one. We want more Gretels this year, I must say. We want some people who, I'd have no idea they could hold a tune. That's what we want.
We want to play Ricky something that Dee Hughes has recorded coming up next.
I'm scared, Ricky.
You need to be scared. This could be a career.
I'm scared for you. Yeah. You're not really painting a nice picture about what I'm about to hear.
More of Ricky Lee coming up next.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
It's Husey and Ed hanging out with you this afternoon. If you're just joining us, we are still joined via Zoom by Ricky Lee, and we were just talking about who could potentially be in this year's season of The Masked Singer.
Ed Cavalier's wife, Tiffany Hall, was doing singing lessons to get on the show, and Ed shut her down because he said she wasn't good enough. That actually happened, Ricky
Lee.
Can you believe that? Yeah.
Oh, that's brutal. But she's an amazing piano player, right?
Is she?
Yes.
Is she? I've no idea.
Yeah, no. She's like Beethoven. She's like, when he was six. No, Mozart.
You're brutal like my husband.
She's like Jeffrey Rush in Shine on the trampoline.
Well done. The trampoline bit, not the David Helfgott.
Has she ever been on a trampoline with no clothes on, Ed?
To my knowledge, I don't know, but that's a great show for next year. Just people in the nude with a mask on jumping up.
Have you ever
been
on Ricky Lee? Have you ever been
or
on
an anniversary idea?
Oh, there you go. When is your anniversary, Ricky Lee? When's your anniversary with
mine?
Rick? Yeah, from that night at the ESPY.
Well, we just celebrated in September last year, we celebrated 10 years together, and on the 5th of August, is our 5-year wedding anniversary.
God,
so maybe I'll have to go find a trampoline.
Bust them out. Ricky, let's play some singing because Husey's had the challenge was that I would do 3 lessons and see how good or bad I could get. I'm about to play you Dee Hughes after 1 singing lesson, and he and I both agree that the singing lesson was the most confronting thing we've ever dealt with. I really was not coping. I felt terrible about myself.
Yeah, but our teacher's hard.
Yeah, but it just singing's rough. Here we go. Here is Dee Hughes. I haven't heard this yet. Dave Hughes, after 1 lesson.
Sometimes I go out by myself.
Why are you holding the note?
I don't know. I was told to.
Is that all you got done?
Is that it?
Yeah, that is it.
Nah, come on. Nah, you got to take it more seriously.
Ricky Lee, I got told that I'm meant to breathe like I'm trying to get condensation on a pane of glass. Have you heard that before?
Yeah, you have to breathe in. Like you have to breathe in through your nose. Think about you breathing in through your nose, and you're filling up your whole lungs with air before you push it all out.
Yeah, there's so much to think about. It's really hard for me. I'm not going
to
lie.
There's a lot to think about. And then, you got to sing in tune and have some nice tone.
I've got a newfound.
We're going to get the words right.
Appreciation for people.
And then
you've got.
And then if you're on stage, you've got to actually entertain people and make people feel happy.
I know. She told me to imagine I was on stage.
And I think if the voice is really bad to start with, the whole making the audience happy thing might not be. You might be missing the mark.
I'd just be watching people just walk through that exit, you know. Until the room's empty and I'm just me drowning in a puddle of my own shame, you know.
You never want that when you're on stage.
No. You know what? I used to do comedy at the ESPY and you could see the exit and you could see people walking through the exit when you're on stage and it's the worst thing.
That is crushing.
Oh, yeah, shit,
hang on. Unless they just met the love of their life and they had to go home right then.
Exactly.
Has to go and bounce around, you know?
I think I'll join you.
I mean the trampoline.
Yeah. Check this out on our socials. We're going to put this on our socials. Ricky. God,
yes.
I love Zoom.
And Ricky Lee's new single, of course, Last Night. Available right now. Ricky Lee, thanks for hanging out with us.
Ricky.
Legend.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
And on that note, gentlemen, that is it from us for this evening.
Go to the Instagram. You can see the video of Husey trying to sing.
Oh, sorry, mate.
Go on.
You turned my mic off.
That's probably fair enough, too.
The end of the night.
You're forcing me to do these singing lessons.
I thought you were going to break out the song.
I've got another lesson on tomorrow.
I know. Come on, man. Oh, find your inner voice.
I know.
And do up your fly.
I've got to drop my fly.
Before really? The lesson, please.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody.
We've made it all the way to the end of the Husey and Ed catch-up. But don't worry, there's plenty more episodes to catch up on. Download the Hit app. Want access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au. Husey.